For my internet listeners, and I got accosted by a number of them who realized that this year was censored. And it's nice because it depends on how well they know me. Those that know me very well assume that I said something offensive about either the ADOT conference or something else, and that's why it was edited. Actually, it was edited because I didn't say anything offensive about anything. It was actually edited because it wasn't clear in my mind. And I'm going to say part of the inion that was omitted, I'm going to set it up for you much more simply today, and then we'll launch into the second. Okay? So I'm going to say it over much more simply. We're faced with the following halachic problem. Each of the three isurim associated with Basar B'Chalav is only effected through an act of Bishul. Right? Whereas other forms of mixing exist, as we saw in Kufei, some of these are only Mavliya u'Maflit. Kvisha and Malicha, clearly not Bishul, right? They're Mavliya u'Maflit. They effect the mixing of the Ta'amim, but they don't, certainly are not Bishul. So we saw in Siman 105. But what to do with frying and roasting? They resemble Bishul more than Kvish and Malicha do because the food is exposed to a direct source of heat. In a very narrow sense, however, they are not Bishul. Doesn't the Torah require us to roast the Korban Pesach, forbidding us to eat it cooked? On the other hand, there are contexts in which the act of roasting of the Korban Pesach is loosely called Bishul, as in Divrei Hayamim. Does the absence of liquid make roasting not Bishul? That's our problem. So the Pre-Kaddish, as we saw in the Pre-Megadi, defines Bishul Mina Torah to include roasting. And his proofs are the psukim that use the language of Bishul to describe the preparation of the Korban Pesach. Now the Kresi Uplesi agrees with the Pre-Kaddish. He cites additional proofs. Chief among those additional proofs is the Gemara's definition of Basar B'Chalav as a Chiddush. If one soaked meat in milk for a full day, it would not effect an Isur of Basar B'Chalav. But if one cooked it for even a short time, it does. Remember that? Okay. Remember first the Gemara suggested the Shneim Heter, we said no. And that Kilayim also, so we said no. Im Tarule, Kule Yoma, remember that? Okay, now. That's the Gemara's preferred definition of the Chiddush of Basar B'Chalav. So the Placey reasons. If roasting was Mutter Mina Torah, the Gemara would have given it as the example rather than Kvisha. Make sense? It would be a far bigger chiddush to say that tzli is mutter, but if you put it in a pot and cooked it, it's usser. Right? Wouldn't that be a bigger chiddush? Because tzli is closer to bishul than kvisha is, but the Gemara uses the example of kvisha. So the place he says, why does the Gemara use the example of kvisha? Because tzli is usser mina Torah, as the pre-chiddush declared. Okay? That's admittedly an argument from silence. But we're not in Cordozo now. We're sitting in the basement. Just an argument from silence can be effective. Okay? It's typical of the Placey, in my humble opinion, a sharp insight into the Svara Chitzona that underlies the Sogya. A sharp insight into what the Gemara didn't say. It is admittedly, as I said, an argument from silence, but such arguments can be acceptable in the realm of halacha. But the Placey buttresses it with additional arguments. So the Gemara in Perikola Basar, if you want to open it up now, it's Kuf Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph, learns that if you had a kechal, a kachla, right? You had an udder, and you placed it on top of hot meat, tatagvar, right? It's mutter, and what does the Gemara say? Since chalav shchuta is only derabbanan, the chalav that's inside the udder of an animal that's been shechted, that's no longer alive, is only basar b'chalav is only chalav midrabanan, so to speak. Okay? Now, if sli was mutter mina Torah, why not just say, because you place the kachal on top of the meat, and it's roasting, and it isn't bishul, basar b'chalav. Why resort to the argument that the milk in the udder of the shechted animals only the rabbanan? Why don't you say sli? Right? So that's another argument that the Plessy offers. Okay? The proof with which the group had the most difficulty was the one that's related to the Kushas Olam. Remember Perek Ve'elu Ovrin? We saw the Yalfusa there for Tam Ki Ikar from Giulei Mijan. Why do they have to kasher the kalim? Because why do they have to do libun taviru be'esh? Why? Because of tam kikar. Because tam is usher. The tam is the only thing in there. Why not just wash them? Answer: they had to kasher them because of the tam kikar. So the velt asks, why derive tam kikar from clay midjan? After all, by the way, that's controversial whether it's mina Torah or not. Why not simply say that the Torah required Haggalah because they might have cooked basar b'chalav in it? Everybody holds basar b'chalav. This is the advantage of being l'kulei alma, not just the siyah that maintains tam ki ikar mina Torah. That's the kushas ha'olam. How does that Gemara work? If we say that sli is not Aser Mina Torah, that Sli does not, is not connected, contained in Bishul, then the Velt's Kasha falls away. The Velt wouldn't ask this question if they didn't maintain that Bishul includes Sli. The Haggalah of Libum is only for Sli. Asking why we don't focus on Basar B'chalav instead of Tam Ki Ikar implies that we hold that the Isur Basar B'chalav that would require a Libun, namely roasting, is also Mina Torah. The fact that the Velt asks this question proves that the Velt maintains that Sli is Bishul. That's what I should have said on Sunday. Okay? Is that easier? Okay? It's pretty straightforward, right? Okay, that should be pretty much understood. Now, the Chavos Das and the Gaon Rabbeinu Akiva Eger dispatch with all these proofs of the Plessy. I'm not going to do them now because I want to get into the continuation of the shiur. Perhaps I'll do that on Sunday if we still have a problem. But that's pretty much what the... Now, you will find in your email once Modern Orthodox Chassid gets his email, you'll find your PDF of questions for Basar B'chalav. They're already in Gav's email. Okay? You have this, the PDF in your email. I sent it before I left. Okay? There's about 20 questions of Basar B'chalav. You'll notice that about 5 of them come from the first shiur. Okay? So you'll be on your way to completing, and we're going to do the questions as we do the material so that you don't come back to me in 4 months and then say to me, you know, what you said about this, do you remember, or whatever, while it's clear in our minds, you can do the questions. That means that, God willing, by Pesach, when we're done with Basar B'chalav, everybody could be done with the Bechina. Right? Should be painless. Okay? So you have the first 20 or 25 or something questions are already sitting in Gav's email. And if you don't get them, you can now pester him instead of me. Okay? All right? So he has them. Okay? All right. Okay. And you wouldn't have had them if he hadn't pestered me in an email, which he did. Okay? So...
good. So here's my room at Ambassador Hall at the same time.
Yes, which is good. Okay. All right, now.
Too much to do, but faith that's so much to learn.
That's clever of you to
remember that, huh?
Yes.
So the item on the
internet, they can test it. Yes. Okay. Now, I want to just say for the tape, people ask me, some people don't, I've been told that some people that listen to this don't have email. So if you want to get to me, the best way is to send an email, all one word, to robglickmanshiur@earthlink.net. There's somebody who polices that all the time. Okay? I will go over the Chavos and Imre Baruch, and how we could overturn the Plessy if it's necessary on Sunday. But look over your notes, look over the what we just did. It should be pretty straightforward. Okay? Is that helpful, what I just did? Okay. Now, let's go into the next inyan. Lo tivashel gidi. We focused on Bishul first. So first we said that all three Surim have to come back via Bishul. Of course, the Isur Bishul is Bishul. Isur Achila, Mina Torah, is only to eat things that were cooked. And Isur Hana is only for things that were cooked. It's Bishul. And then we questioned where about quasi-Bishul, like Tzli.
Are we going to discuss frying?
Yeah, we're going to say, yes, we will. Okay?
Someone told me that if you go to, someone told me that they one of your questions, because these families, you go to like McDonald's or Burger King, they actually have different sheets as to whether somebody searches their grills, their cheeseburgers, or fry them. And that would have not convened as whether or not you can get hung out.
Okay. I actually discussed that last year. Somebody tell you? I actually discussed that, okay? As to whether or not it would be possible to work in a McDonald's, which will come out of today's.
Or go,
if there weren't Maris Ayan issues.
Right, or go to the bathroom.
Right. Now, so I will come back to Tigun, okay? When I do the Chavos Das, we'll discuss it, all right? In the previous shiur, we saw that the Kasu is Motzi Shloshes HaIsurim. Of Basar B'Chalav, Dehainu Isar Bishul, Isar Achila, Isar Ana, Kulam Bilshom Bishul. And therefore, Basar B'Chalav is only constituted by an act of Bishul. In Se'if Gimel, we get to the next word in the Pasuk, Dehainu Gidi. Let's open up, if we could, and look in the Mishnah, Parakola Basar, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, Amud Aleph. Bisar Behema Tahora. Bechalav behema tahora, asur, levashel, vasur behana'a. In order to have isur basar bechalav minatora, you must have from a kosher meat of a kosher animal and the milk of a kosher animal, namely the species. We didn't say yet shvuta or nevela, we just said chalav nevela, we'll get to. Basar behema tahora, bechalev behema tmeya. Basar behema tmeya, bechalev behera tahora, mutter levashel umutter behana. So the east, why doesn't it say it's mutter b'achila?
There are other issues there.
Yeah, because one of them's in trade, right? Okay. All right. So mishum basar bechalev, it might be mutter b'achila. Right, but it's Aser. So therefore, right? So we see there's no Isur Basar B'Chalav. This is the Deya of the Tanakhama. From what Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi Aglili say, we can derive that the Tanakhama must maintain that Behema includes Chaya V'Oph also. Therefore, what was the chiddush of the Tana Kama? To exclude the Hema Tmeya. That's all. He wasn't coming to exclude Chayev Oaf. Okay? Why do I say this? Because Rabbi Kiva Omer Chayev Oaf Einam Min HaTorah Shenemar Lo Tevashel Gedi B'Chalevi Mo Gimel Pamim Prat L'Chaya Ula Oaf U'Behema Tmeya. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer Nemar Lo Tov Lukol Nevei Lav Nemar Lo Tevashel Gedi B'Chalevi Mo Es she asur mishum devela asur lebashel bechalav of she asur mishum devela yachol yehei asur lebashel bechalav tamal lebechalav imo yatsa of she ein lo chalavein. So we can see that the machlokes between the Tana Kama, in order to have three different opinions, the Tana Kama says everything that's kosher, that's considered meat, is included in basur bechalav. Rabbi Akiva says that Chaya V'Oaf are not included, and Rabbi Yossi Aglili says Oaf is not included. Okay? Why is Oaf not included? Because there's no Chalavein. What would I say for the one who says that oaf is included? Diber hakasuv behoved. Just spoke about the normal instance. That if you're cooking a calf, you would most probably, the milk be available would be the local milk, the milk from the calf's mother. Okay? Now, let's look in Tosus. Dibra Masfil, Basar Behema Tahora, Bahala Behema Tahora. Who explains the Tanakama. Hu hadin Basar Oaf, Lirabanan da Surmina Torah, Didafka Rabbi Akiva Hu Damar Chayeva Ope Namina Torah, Venafkalan mi Didaresh Lakaman S, Sha Asur Mishum Nevela, Asur Lavashlo Bechalav. So Tosus learns, like I do, what the opinion of the Tanakama is. Okay? The Mishnah, okay, gives the two opinions. Let's read Rashi on Rabbi Akiva. Gidi prat le'of she'eino behema. Gidi prat le'chaya she'eino behema. The apogav de'chaya bichlal behema asa kra yisera umafkia gidi v'lo es ha'behema t'meya Aval behema tahora, the lav gidi kigom para v'rachel is rabbi mikrai kidekani v'braisa v'gemara. Rashi writes that gidi implies behema. Oaf is not a behema, and therefore gidi, the first gidi of the first pasuk lo tefshel gidi, comes to exclude oaf. Chai is also not a behema. And therefore, the Gedi of the second time, it says, Lo Tefashel Gedi, comes to exclude Chaya. The Gedi HaShlishi comes to exclude Behema Tmeya. Ode Behemas Tahoros, like Rachel, Parav Rachel, are learned from Midrash Upsukim, like refined on the Braisa, on Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. So let's look on Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. And we'll find there the following braisa in the middle of the amud. Tanu rabbanan b'chalev imo ein li ella b'chalev imo b'chalev parav rachel minayin. This braisa deals with the source of the milk, not the source of the meat. V'rashi dochek sham lefaresh minayin lanu. Damdubar af bebasar. And if you'll look, let's look in Tosus there. Dibra masil b'chalev para v'rachel minayin. Is it kuf yud dalet? Okay. Sorry, I'm just reading from my notes. Okay. Yes, sorry. Lo yisterich le ele l'rabos be'eno mino. Kigom para b'chalev gedi. O gedi b'chalev para. Aval para b'chalev atzma. Ha darshinan le'el kol mokom shnemar gedi. Afilu para v'rachel b'mashma u'b'chinam dachak b'kontras. Rashi says that according to the Braisa, Gedi is dafka and aiz. Chalavimo is mashma that whatever was nisrabe, the chalavimo, is morer ala gedi. The Mishnah continues with Rabbi Yossi's opinion. I'm explaining each one of these opinions.
Could you explain that one, the first one again? I just missed that.
Okay. The Braisa is talking about where the milk comes from, not the source of the meat. Rashi tries to explain that it's also talking about the source of the meat. Tosfos says there's no need. Okay? That's basically it. The Mishnah continues.
You're saying that the Tadakama holds a basar oath, asur in the Torah?
Yeah.
But how is that going to be then? Because, well, I guess it's related. Because we pass the basar oath to be Rabbanim, right?
We haven't decided who we pass them like yet, have we?
Okay, right.
All I'm doing is setting up the three Tanoim.
Okay.
So I'm reading...
Is that
I'm reading it according to Tosfos.
Okay.
Okay? So what I'm saying is that you can define the Tanakama by what the other Tanoim say. So whatever they come to add must be something that's not in the opinion of the Tanakama. That's the way I'm reading it, like Tosfos. And that's why I quoted Tosfos, saying it's Tosfos who reads it that way. Okay? All right? Now, I'm glad you clarified. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says in the Mishnah, Nemar lo toklu kol nevela, v'nemar lo tivashel gedi b'chalev imo. And these are next to each other. Esha aser mishum nesmuchim, esha aser mishum nevela. Whatever is aser because of nevela is aser levashel b'chalev. Oath which is aser mishum nevela, if you shecht an oath not correctly, it becomes nevela. Yachol yehe aser levashel b'chalav. Talmud lomer b'chalev imo yatsa of she'ein lo chalavein. That's the limud, the source of the shita of Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Chayev of that died without shchita are asuri mishum nevela. Or that they were shechted not galocha, so that's dying without proper shechita. Ella de oaf yatsa de ein lo chalave. Okay? That's the source of Rabbi Yossi Aglili. He would say anything that could become nevela is included, chayev oaf, except oaf doesn't have the other characteristic of chalave. So that's where you get his shita. That's why he would say, basar behema tahora, chaya, but not oaf.
That's what he has, right?
Yeah.
Middle sheet.
Right.
Chaya.
Right, because you have to have all three. Right. You have to have something special for all three. So you have the first Tana saying all three.
Right.
Second Tana saying only one.
Right.
And the third Tana saying only one.
Right.
Okay? All right? Everybody with me? Ellie, do you want me to say that again? Okay. All right? Because that works out nicely then. You have three deos in the Mishnah. Okay? So Yotzei Mizeh, that this Mishnah has three deos about the definition of the meat, which is Aser Mishum Basar B'chalav Min HaTorah. The Tanakhama maintains that Chaya V'Oth are Asuri Min HaTorah, just like Behema. Like Tosfos explained, just like we said. Rabbi Akiva maintains that Chaya V'Oth are Mutari Min HaTorah. The Gemara on Kuf Tes Zayin, Amud Aleph. Remember, we're getting our Tulin requirement here, but I'm picking out the important parts. What I'd really like to do is have a summer seder and learn. first two prophim of Shechita, you know, first two prophim of Chulin, Kina Nasha, and Kol HaBasar. And then learn Yerida. That would be evolving. That would be evolving. And learn it with the Rosh Yosef, Prima Gadim's Perush. It would be evolving. Okay. All right. So Gemara, Kuf Tes Zayin, Amud Aleph. The Gemara asks, okay, everybody with me? My Ika Bein Rabbi Yossi Aglili, the Rabbi Akiva. Ika Beinayu Chaya. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Savra Chaya Diraisa. Rabbi Akiva Savra Chaya Dirabana. Just like we said, the Gemara says it explains explicitly. Ibai Seima Of Ika Beinayu. Or you can take it from the Oath perspective. Rabbi Akiva Savar Chayeva Oath Einan Mina Torah Hamid Rabbana Nasire. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Savra Oath Afilu Mid Rabbana Nami Lo Asir. Tanya Nami Hachi, and then they bring a Brisa. Okay? So Ha Le Rabbi Akiva Chayeva Ofar Surim Mid Rabbanin, the Gemara establishes. There are Surim, but they're Surim Mid Rabbanin. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Chayez Asur Mina Torah, and Of is Mutter Afilu Mid Rabbanin. Now, so who do you think we're going to come and Paskin like now? Now, if you know the Psak, you can see where it comes from. Okay? So we have all these pieces of Gemara that therefore bring us to the Mechaber. Let's read the Mechaber and see if Gimel. Eino nohe, ela bibasar behema tahora, bechalei behema tahora. Aval basar tahora. Where's 847 area code? Chicago? Just got a call from Chicago. Aval basar tahora b'chalev tehem tameya. O basar tameya b'chalev tahora mutarim bebishul v'hanav. Now what's he say about these controversial sources of meat? U basar chaya v'ot afilu b'chalev tahora mutar bebishul v'hanav. Vafe no asur elamid rabbanan. About dagim v'chagavim ein b'hem isur afilu midrabbanim. So who does he paskin like? Rabbi Akiva. So he paskins like the way. So we now define, and now you have all the sources from the Gemara how to define the various shitos, and you can see who he paskins like. Chayev ofer mutari mina Torah basurim b'achilu midrabbanim bilvad. V'lachein. To the Amrinan Lael, the Seif Aleph, Einam Asurim Behana. Okay? Everybody want to catch up? Because I'd like to go to the shop now, Seif Cut and Dollar when you're ready. Did you have it? Do you want to read it? Okay. Is it legible to read?
Yeah.
Okay. 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 Gentlemen, you see what we've accomplished? We've laid out the shitos and we've identified who the Mechaber Paskin's like. Okay? Yeah. And now we know, somebody asks us, if Oath is Usur Durabbanan, we know that it is because we know it's Rabbi Akiva, and we know why, and if somebody else says, but how about Rabbi Yossi Aglili? We know what his sheath is, and we know where he got it from. Okay? So, go ahead.
In Basar Chayim Ov, that's a Mechaber, the Basar Chayim Ov, Eno Usur Baskila, Philip Derech Bishol Ami Durabbanan, Motor Bahano, Bishol Gamer.
Right, because the only, there's no Isur in Basar Bechal of Durabbanan. Okay.
Okay.
Right. So Ma'ari wasn't posting like them. He's just saying, look, Tosis said something. It's hard for me to do something that disagrees with the Tosis. Okay? Meaning in practice. Okay, go ahead. Okay, now we'll stop there. Uvemes, and then skip down after the parentheses. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Well, no, you're in a different. I know what it is in your CD. Uvemes yesh lomar derech acheres.
Oh,
okay, so we see how far we, that's an interesting, okay, now, Ledina, the Shach Paskins, the Basar Chaya Ba'oth, Einam Ela Midrabanan. Second, he explains that what the Hagol Shari Dura said, that it's Kasha Lahakel, the Psak, the inyan achilas gvina of our oath is zose naomeres that he pastens the dina to oath aser mina Torah. Right? Just that it's okay. V'haraya deino posek to oath aser mina Torah. The hagoshari dura paskins that it's mutter leechol beitzim to eat eggs bechalav. Why? Because Basar Oaf is only Drabbanan. And even though the Tosfos hung this din of Oaf Ugvina Bafikorim, that if Oaf is Aser Minatorah, this is Zelo Mukra. That's what he says. And therefore, there's a difference between Chayav Oaf to Basar Behemoth Meya. The Lo Gazru Chazal the behemoth tmeya, a din of basar b'chalav. Okay. Let's skip back to the shach in sifkat and gimel. Ulefi anu yustati. Zeno devadai lo eshkechan, v'shum duchta, v'gam lo ishtameit chad me'aposkin lichsov kein. The gam mi peirush Rashi v'aran mashma lehedya, the leis behu iser mishum basar bechalav klal afilu midrabanan. The gam ein tam klal shechachamim yosruhu mishum basar bechalav de bishlama bebasar of shayaf shapir gizereshim hayu ochling basar of bechalav hayu ochling gam kein basar behema bechalav. What's going on here? We learned in Siman Tzadiches, where we said that in Isura Drabbanan, that's Nishpach, remember? And we didn't know whether there was Shishim, Azlin, and Lakula, because if we knew there was Rov, remember? Dimina Torah, Sagi Barov, Kigo Min Bemino, and all Isura Drabbanan. The Shach writes there, that who adin the basar of the chalav, if it was nishpach, right? That we would azlin and lakula if we knew there was a rove. The taz writes yesh lahachmir afal gav dehumid rabbanan. The hadech miru lahamtin shiur, because we wait a shiur after eating chicken as well. Va'aye mishvazel zahav sifkat and heisham in tarubos. The behevse merube yesh lahakel kehashach, but kan Mekil Lagamre Medina. Okay? So look back in Sarichet, in Tarubos, for your for the union of chicken. Yeah. Right. So not so. That's what he's saying. So he says, I can understand why Chazal would be gozer. What he's talking about now is, I understand why Chazal would be gozer in oaf, but the Chazal wouldn't be gozer in non-kosher meat in Isur
right,
Basar so, Chala.
So,
sorry? Right, so they made no Isur of Beitzim. Right?
According to the Shas and Gimel, since there's a chance there.
Yeah, but that would be because they were Lixera. You know, in other words, we're not saying that eggs are fleshic. We're saying why didn't they. Beitzim Gemuros, that were totally finished. So they're not, now they're like. They're Beria that, you know, that came out of the animal. They're not meat of the animal. Right, so they're not. I don't even know. Do you call a chicken an animal? I don't even know if that's the proper parlance. But anyway, it's not chicken,
fowl.
Right? Fowl. Okay, so it's not chicken. Okay. No. He's harking back to the previous shot that I read.
No, but there's so many different cases. I'm saying.
Okay. Well, you're about to say what I'm going to say, so you
right.
say.
I mean, okay. The question of the shot of Gimel is any of that buster of the oaf is a shadow. It's kosher chicken, and you have kosher milk. That's why we would go there. But if it's trade meat, it's kosher milk.
Yeah.
What's the issue? It's trade meat.
So
that's
right.
Right. So then you have the machlokes about is there any nafkamina? So then the machlokes is shock and pass about whether or not any nafkamina about in that case where you have a buser, tmeya, and kalat tahora. That's what he's talking about. He's not talking to Gimel about
Olkadar. Right, no, absolutely. Yeah. Okay. He just wants to see if there's any implications. I was going to set it all up, that's all. Okay. Do you get the answer? Okay. Now, let's look at the Taz and Seep Cut and Base. I'm organizing this in my way. Let's look at the Taz and Seep Cut and Base. In the tour, he writes, "Aval basar tahor b'chalev tameya o ipcha, u'basar chaya eino ela midrabanan u'mutar rabishul." The base Yosef asks, "Di'im min echad tamei ha'aser b'achila midyaraisa, v'lama lehu lemigzar lav iser basar b'chalav l'achila." Right? Why should? What do you profit from that? It's already aser. Why would Chazal make an isur of basar b'chalav for non-kosher meat cooked in meat, in milk? It's already usher.
This is before Chumash.
The Drisha, the Taz says the Drisha, not Rabbi David Silver, but the Drisha on the page there, right? Umori v'chami zal. Who's Mori v'chami? The Bach. Mitartzim. This is a very famous piece of Torah, so let's look at it. De yesh nafkamina b'gzeirazo. De lehavi bo din chaticha atzma nasteis tevela. And I want you guys to tell me what's wrong with this reasoning before we even have to read it. They say there would be a nafkamina to being gozer vasar b'chalav because the din of chaticha atzma nasteis tevela, as we said in the first shir, is the difference between shari surim and basar b'chalav. Shesvira leila rabbeinu Ephraim v'simon tzadi beis de lo amrinan kein ela b'basar b'chalav. Okay, so what's the din? So what's he saying? There would be a legal consequence if there be goes there. So that's why they might have been gozer for non-kosher. Because then the din of Chaticha Atzma Nasteif Tevela would apply. This is famously flawed reasoning. As the Taz says, I have to say, of course, Kvodam Bimkoma Munach. Right? They still get their cover. But the fact is, it's famously flawed reasoning. The question isn't, if I made a gezeira, what other legal consequence, nafka mina, would it have? The question is, do I need the gezeira? It's already usher. Why make a gezeira? Yes, if you did make a gezeira, you'd make chaticha atzma nasteis nevela apply too. But that's not the point. The point is, what do you profit from the gezeira? It's already usher. Right? So you say, oh, I can make it more usher? Because I can put other isurim in there? That doesn't make sense. Right? Lo daku rabbanan bezeh. To ha'ikar atam le'rabbe. And furthermore, not only that, the whole reason that Rabbeinu Ephraim holds that he's machmir b'basar b'chalav is mitam shekol achad b'tnei atzmo mutter. Rak b'taruvos asurim. V'nasim guf echad. Kamosha mevi beis Yosef b'shem hatosvos. Remember we said that Rabbeinu Ephraim's svara that chaticha atzma nasteif tevela only applies to basar b'chalav. Why is basar b'chalav unique? Because the Isur comes about when they get mixed. Therefore, you are creating a chaticha de Isura. Because they're mutter beforehand. Here, they're not shnehem mutter. So Rabbeinu Ephraim, the one who holds that basar b'chalav is dafku or chaticha atzma nasteif tevela, his whole rationale wouldn't apply. Right? My objection's different than the Taz's objection. My objection is that the question wasn't to find something that would be additionally usher if it were gozer, be sure shum basar b'chalav. The question was, why be gozer? That was the question, right? But he points out that, famously points out, that even if you were gozer in order to have basar b'chalav, because by basar b'chalav, chanan applies, it doesn't apply for other things. His rationale why chanan special doesn't apply here. It's a good little piece of Torah here. Okay? V'zeh lo shayach kan b'min echad tameh. D'ha b'lav haki yesh lo bo isur min haTorah. V'im kein havei kishari suri. V'ein lomar d'rabbonin gazru b'zeh lomar chaticha atzma nasteis tevelu atu sh'ar basar b'chalav d'iraisa. Right? They do the whole enchilada then. Furthermore, the Bach suggested another reason. We said, Umashe Kasavot, skip down a few lines, Mori Vachami, Zal, Diyesh Nafka Mina Lachatika Ruya Liskabed, Shenizkar B'Shulchan Aruch, Siman Kuf Aleph. The im shenetzra machmas shekibla tam betela milvad bebasar b'chalav gamze leite klal the machmir sham bebasar b'chalav who mitam shechaticha atzma naseis nevela the kan lo shayach lomar kein the yesh bechad mehem iser diuraisa belav taruvus basar b'chalav shum haki havi basar b'chalav shelo. Al kol panim lo garia mishar isur balua ve'ein bo mishum ra'ui liskabeid. Remember what we said about chaticha ruya liskabeid ba? It has to be that it's usur machmas atzmo. Didn't we say that? Not that there's isur balua in it. Okay? So he says that basar b'chalav is isur, right? If it's not isur balua that you said that it was non-kosher milk that absorbed, but you put on top of it, you heat also an Isur of Basar B'chalav on it, then you could say it's Chatikatz Mas Nevela, right? That doesn't make sense. Then you could say, oh, sorry, it's Chatikatz Ruyel Iskabed Ba, because it's Asur Machmas Atzmo. But that doesn't make sense. This is no different than any other Isur Balua. Because it already has an Isur D'Oraisa without the Basar B'chalav. So the Taz says that the reasons for applying an Isur of Basar B'chalav to a mixture of non-kosher meat with kosher milk or non-kosher milk with kosher meat does not make sense. And therefore, there's no Isur Basar B'chalav. And therefore, if I had non-kosher meat cooked in milk, even if it was cooked derech bishul, it wouldn't be asur behana, and it, right? For sure, does not mean the Torah, right? And Chazal didn't go there and isur derabbanan, so there'd be no even isur behana derabbanan. Yes? Which would then seem to apply, that I could traffic in non-kosher cheeseburgers if there were no Inyan of Mar Sinai, right? I could get Hanah from them, right? I could theoretically own shares in McDonald's Corporation. Would seem to imply. Because...
No, those are the veils.
What?
Those are the veils and trails.
Yeah, okay. So we'll have to see whether or not, from a Basar B'chalav point of view, of Isur Hanah, I'm talking about.
Right, but these are not the Hamas Mayas we're talking about. We're talking about veils and trails.
Okay, yeah, but... Okay, so we're talking... Yeah, but we're talking about... Yes. We're talking about... we're going to have to get to Nevela. Right.
Right, I'm saying this would not be a hedger to go buy a cheeseburger for...
No, but let's say it would be a possible heter for non-kosher species of animals.
Yeah.
Or something of that sort.
A ham cheese factor.
Right, okay, something like that. Right, that's really what I meant, like bacon, right. You know, with cheese or something like that. Okay, now we're going to get to Chalav Nevela and Basar Nevela, which we didn't get to yet. Kosher animals, okay, we haven't gotten to that yet, okay? You take your correction as well-founded. Now, so as we've seen, there's one central question to which we're going to return again and many times when we learn Basar B'chalav. And that is, Ad Kama Yesh L'chalek Bein Basar B'chalav L'Shari Surim. So B'zeh, this is what we began in the Prima Gadin, correct? This is what we began on Sunday in the Prima Gadin in the Pesicha. And in this, we began in the very first shiur. Now we're going to return to the end of his words in the Psicha, the last Sa'if, to answer an important question that somebody asked at the very end of the first shiur. The din of No Sein Tam Lifgam is a din klali, b'chol Iser v'heter. Or are there grounds to distinguish Ach B'zeh Bein Basar B'chalav L'Shari Surim? The Rambam Paskins in Perek Yud Dalet in Hilchos Ma'achalos Asuros, it's Halacha Yud to Yud Aleph. Kol Ha'ochlin Ha'asurim Eino Chayav Aleihem Ad She'yochal Osam Derech Hana, chutz mi basar b'chalav, uklaeya kerem, lefi shelo nemar b'hem achila. There might be an Isur achila, but the pasuk doesn't say lo toflu. Ela hotzi Isur achila sam b'lashon acheres, b'lashon bishul uv'lashon hekdesh. Lesor osama filu shalo biderek hanoya. So the Rambam learns that there's another nafkamina to the fact that the pasuk was hotzi es ha'isur bilshon bishul. The basar b'chalav is asur b'achila afilu Shalo Bederek Hana. The Rambam continues in Halacha Yud Aleph. Ketzad. Harei Shehimcha Esachelev. If you melted fats, Ugma'o, and you drank it, Shehu Cham, Ad Shenichva Grono, until your throat became burned, Mimenu. Osha Achal Chelev Chai, or you ate the raw fats of an animal. Osha Erev Devarim Marim, or you mixed in bitter things. Kigon Rosh Velana, Latoch Yein Nesach, O Latoch Kidera Shel Nevela. The Ochlam Kishahem Marim, Osha Achal Ochel Ha'asur. Acharsha hisriach behibish uvatel me ochel adam hareze putter. That's the Rambam. Vim erev devar mar betol kedera shel basar b'chalav o b'yein kila'e akarem v'achalo chayav. So the Rambam learns a positive and a negative nafkamina from the fact that the pasuk derived the isur of basar hotzi as the isur basar b'chalav, not bilshon achila but bilshon bishul. Just as the isur achila only comes about derech bishul, so the other feature of achila, that it must be derech hana, doesn't apply. And therefore, we would assume, or the Rambam states directly, that the heter of no same tam lifgam, that no same tam lifgam, when it's hisriach v'hivish, disqualifies it from Isur, doesn't apply to basar b'chalav. Had you seen that Rambam before? Has anybody seen that Rambam? It's in Perek Yud Dalet, Halacha Yud Yud Aleph. The difference between basar b'chalav kilei akarem mechad gisa and shari suri me'idaf gisa is in this, that shelo ne'mar bahem l'shon achila be'isur achila. Ela, b'lshon Rambam, hotzi isur achila sam b'lshon acheres. Now, as we saw in Hilchos Taruvos, Rabbi Shimon is the one who says no same tam lifgam is mutter. And remember the source in the Brisa? De lo toch lu kol nevela. Lager ashir bisharecha. Kol haru'uya lager kruya nevela. Remember, it's in Masechus Avodah Zarah, Daf Samach Vav, Amud Aleph. So the Lashon of the Rambam here, where he writes Hareza Patur, is Kitsas Kasha, right? What do we say when he says Patur? Patur Aval Asur, right? It's a little bit difficult. De Ein Lokin Alav, V'yesh L'dayek, De Ein O Mashmakein, De Klal Devarim Acherim, Asurim midrabanan. The lo kasav im hisriach ohivish gabe basar b'chalav uklaya karem. The chayav, because dezem mamash kehad de Rabbi Shimon, and therefore he writes ke erev davar mar. Now the place he concludes from the Lashon of Rambam here, afilu nasan l'tof basar b'chalav davar hapogein aser, because he's chayav al basar b'chalav shelo kider hana v'lachain tam nosein tam lifgam is aser b'basar b'chalav. The place he learns it from the Rambam. Now let's just read the Divrei HaPrimogodim Kan in the Psifa. At the very end. Last paragraph. It's on Samaches. Today, have I lost people completely today? Okay, good. I'm going to hang myself with that. Do you have it? Tada. Samaches, Jeff. Left side, last paragraph in the Psika. Vidah, and know each man among you. The optikus of Harambam Zal Beperk Yudalit, Nehos Machalus Asuras Halacha Yud Vyudalit, the Basar Bechalav, Im Erev Lana Barosh Chayav, Hainu Shemitchila Bishlan. You cook them, the no Saint Tom, Bacharkach Erev Fahem Devarim Amari. That's what happened. Okay? Aval Im Bitchila Bishlan Ayade Devarim Hapagumi. Kigon she'ere bitchila sabishul devarim amarin. O basar she's riach, v'nifsad me'ochel adam uvishel in chalav. Ein aser min haTorah de derech bishul asra Torah. V'cholzman shelo kiblu tam mushpach ein osrim. Aval le'char she'nasu basar b'chalav asurim afilu nifgemu me'ochel adam. Umihu im naflu l'tavshil. Acher Enosim the Kol no Saint Tam Lifkam Rachmana Share the Tam Ikar Fehek Ochel Yitam Lo. Hainu Beno Saint Tam Mashubach Mash Enkane Zesh and no Saint Tam Pagum Ubatel Mitama the Khad betray the Kol Saint Tam Mashubach Kidbain and Lemaymar Likaman. What's going on here? The Prima Gadin distinguishes between Shalo kederek hanason and no same tam lifgam. They are not the same thing. Shnei devarim nifradim hein. They are as different as a kohen in Yisrael. And therefore, the Prima Gadim, therefore, overturns the Plessy's Limud from the Rambam. Even though he doesn't mention the Plessy. I brought the Plessy in to show you who the Prima Gadim had in mind, I think. By the way, while we're on the topic of Agav Orpha, let me mention what the Avnei Nezer wrote in the Tshuva. Tshuva fans, if you're interested, it's in Yoredei Siman Pei Beis. The Inyan Shrutzim, where he is Mechalek Bein Shrutzim, which are written Bilshon Achila, Ubasar Bechalav Deloksi Bein Lashon Achila. To who shone me isurim acherim bezeh, the lo tzrichim derech hanah. The same. Where did I come about across this? Well, I was discussing with Reb David Shabtai his write up for the. Did I ever get published? His write up on the shrutzim in the water, right? So I discussed with him this truva of the Avnei Nezer. Okay. So, and here, we hold lehalacha like the Prima Gadim, like, not like the Plessy. Now, we have one other Inyan. Yeah, we learn the Rambam like the Prima Gadim.
That
Right. Yes.
So
they're two different dinim. So therefore, what does he say here? That if you cook them, and then afterwards you added Zavarim Hamarim, right? Yeah. But if at the beginning you cook them with Zavarim Hapagumim, like you put in Zavarim Hamarim into the mixture, or the basar before you cooked it was Hisriyah Benifsal, right? Then it's not Usser Mina Torah, because that's not Derech Bishul. Yes. Which we saw that svara before, if you remember.
Right.
Okay?
So then you're told that even for the Rambam, it's something that during the Shas Bishul, if there's a Rambam that has to be included,
right,
then even the Rambam would agree that it's in Moshe.
Yes. Yes.
Right.
Yes. Yes. Okay? Because he would have said, Hana doesn't enter in at all. Okay? And Lahalacha, Ana Naktinan, Kya Prima Gadim here. It's an important psak, important to know. Okay? You want to clarify what the difference in psak is?
I don't understand.
Okay. So let's say the following. Sure, absolutely. Absolutely. But you need to stop me without hesitation. Okay? All right? That's what I'm here for. Okay? Let's take two different instances. Okay? Let's take the following. Okay? We might say simply, it doesn't say achila by basar b'chalav. Because it doesn't say achila by basar b'chalav, therefore, any kind of basar b'chalav that's not hana to me is mutter. Right? So that could be a lot of ways. I might say that, right? That would be sort of the place he's take, right? There's no achila, there's no lashon achila. Why are you looking at me like I'm, or looking at him like I'm off the wall? Okay? Let's say, for instance, we would say that it doesn't say achila by basar b'chalav, right? It doesn't say achila by basar b'chalav. Therefore, basar b'chalav that has no hana'ah in it, right? Even if I afterwards mixed in devarim hamarim, is still asr. Okay? And even if I cooked devarim hamarim, it would still be asr. Prima Gadim says no. It would still be, Prima Gadim says, that the fact that it doesn't say achila only excludes Basar B'chalav when the process, actually no, I'm not saying this correctly, am I? I'm going to confuse you even more. Okay? Let me set it up even better. Okay? How do you get Nosein Tam Nifgam by Basar B'chalav? Two possibilities. This is a better way to do it, isn't it? Okay. Two possibilities. One is that you have basar b'chalav. You happily, by mistake, cook basar b'chalav and then spill cough medicine in it after you cooked it. Or, therefore you already had a mixture of basar b'chalav, asr mina Torah, now it has devarim hamarim in it. Or you cooked at the time when you made the basar b'chalav accidentally, you had dvarim hapogim in it. What would be the difference between those two situations? Ami, you want to take over? Right.
Rambam then would agree that that's mutter because that's considered Nosein Tam Nifgam, which everybody agrees is mutter. However, if
visual already happened, and now you have loss of all of Nairobi's, and then something that was covering was that was forming it be edited. So even then, even though it's not shalom, even though it's shalom to their house, you don't like it, you eat it. But even then, the cluster would be caught in Torah format and be inserted in their visual and not food. Even if that food means something good, so now food is not there, so even if it's not good, it's going to be us. Even if that happened after the bishop, the place he said, and if the pogrom happened, I think the place he said that if you added the crosser of that child's visual, that's
the place he said, no hana,
right.
No basar b'chalav, however it came in, both cases.
Right.
Prima Cutting came along and said, restricted only to one. You're misinterpreting the Rambam. Yes. It turns out the place is more
makel.
Right. Yeah, I would say there's no basar b'chalav. Yes? No? I don't know. It's hard to say makil, not makil, but I think I know what you mean. Yeah, I think so. I think what the Prima Gutim is coming is taking away part of the... I think the way I understand the placey, and by the way, we're getting the placey only anonymously here by virtue of the Prima Gutim, right? But what I just... Let's say the straw man, whoever the straw man is, of the Prima Gutim is, right? So what I understand it is that the heter of Shalom Kiderach Hanason is a big Venn diagram. It includes both cases. Come along the Prima Gutim and say, no, it only includes the smaller circle. Yes? Jeff? Okay. Ami, you agree? You're on top of this. I'm very tired every end of the day, so I don't want to say anything that's wrong here. Remember, as I've told you many times, there are only two infallible people in the world, my wife and her mother. Everybody else makes mistakes. Right? Remember that. Okay, so I very often make mistakes. It's the end of a very long day, so I could have said something wrong. Let's do something a little bit easier. Din Nevela. What David correctly caught me up on that I didn't do yet. We said that the Mechaber Paskin, something easier, Ellie, and then we'll come back to this, okay? Put away the Prima Gutim for a second. I'm going to create such a mental block in your mind with the placey and the Prima Gutim. I hate to do that. So let's put it away for a second. Let's just think simply. We said the Mechaber Paskins like Rabbi Akiva in the Gemara. And we explained, using the sources in Kol HaBasar, what the Shita of Rabbi Akiva is. Did we not? Okay. And we said that Rabbi Akiva's Daresh Gedi Gimel Pamim Lemayit Chaya Ve'Of and Behemoth Meir. V'zeh kasha, because he doesn't have anything left for the drasha then of Shmuel, in the Gemara on Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, Shmuel says, Gidi l'rabos es achelev, Gidi l'rabos es hamesa, Gidi l'rabos es hashliel. And the Gemara says there, the Kesavar Rabbi Akiva, Iser Chal al Iser. And therefore, he doesn't need a pasuk for Chelev and Mesa. And that the three psukim come, Lamai, Chaya, Ve'of, and Behemoth Meya. Now, we said that the Mechaber Paskins, like Rabbi Akiva. And therefore, it's Kasha, because the Kaimelan, the Ein Iser Chal al Iser. Don't we hold Ein Iser Chal al Iser? Anybody ever learn those sugyas? Okay? And if you look in Torah Sabayis, as I'm sure David will, you'll discover that the Rashba asked the same question. If you have on your CD, some of you have the Rambam, Perek Tes Halacha Dalet in Mach Alas Asuras. V'chein basar chaya ve'oth, bein b'chalav chaya, bein b'chalav behema, Eino aser b'achila min haTorah. Lefichach muter levashlo umuter b'hana v'aser b'achila midibrei sofrim. Kidei shelo yifshu ha'am v'yavo lidei iser basar b'chalav shel Torah. V'yochlu basar b'heima Torah b'chalav b'heima Torah. So this is Shitas Rabbi Akiva, right? This is the way Rambam passes like Rabbi Akiva. But if you look in Halacha Vav, he says, Aval ha-mevashel basar mesa, o chalav, o chalav, v'kayotzei b'hen b'chalav, lo ke'al bishulo, v'eino lo ke'al achiloso, mishum basar b'chalav, she'ein iser basar b'chalav, chal al iser nevela, o iser chalav. That's the Rambam. I'm about to say something similar, but just slightly different, because I'm going to say it in the geder of Iser Halal Iser. Okay? Right. That's good. Okay? She'ein kan lo Iser Kolel v'lo Iser Mosi v'lo Iser Abasachas. Okay? Even though it appears that the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Akiva, or Kanta, and it's Matir Chayev Ofu Behema Tmeya, he paskins the Ein Iser Chal Al Iser. And therefore, the Rambam paskins that there are Malkos for Bishul Chelev Bechalav, and there are Malkos for Basar Mesa Bechalav, because this is an Iser Chal Al Iser. For there's no Iser to be Mevashel Chelev O Basar Mesa. Therefore, anyone who comes to cook B'chalav could be Niskal B'Iser Acher. On the other hand, Eino Lokel Al-Chilas Chelev or Basar Mesa B'chalav Mishum Basar B'chalav, because this would be Iser Chalal Iser. The Rashba answers that Iser Mosi, we do say Iser Chalal Iser. And Chelev and Basar Mesa are Usser, and we don't require a Pasuk in order to extend these two dinim. Now, I imagine I should qualify, some people don't know what Iser Mosif and Iser Kolel are, right? So let me define. Ein Iser Chalal Iser. The principle means when I have something that's Usser, a second Iser can't be Chalal of, unless it's an Iser Mosif or an Iser Kolel. What's an Iser Mosif? An Iser Mosif is where the extension or the application of the second Iser is greater than the application of the first Iser. Like, a woman who was an Almana, and afterwards she became a Grusha from her second husband. When she was an Almana, she was only Asura to Kohen Gadol. When she became a Grusha, she became a Asura also to a Kohen Hedjot. So therefore, that's an Iser Mosif, and it can be Iser Chal Al Iser. You can't say she's already Asura to Kohen Gadol, she can't be Asura to a second Iser, but you can because it's an Iser Mosif. It has greater applicability. What's an Iser Kolel? It's not the Iser to learn after marriage. If the second Iser includes in its applicability things that would not in the first Iser, like, for instance, Yid Hanasha of Nevela, There's no Iser Nevela. The Iser Nevela doesn't add anything on the Iser Dina Nasha. But it does include other Evarim of the animal. And therefore, you're Chayav also for Nevela if you eat Gid HaNasha of Nevela. Where can you find this? You can find it in the Gemara. It's in Cholin, I think I wrote down here, Kuf Tesvav Amud Aleph. Now you'll see here, so that's when we say Iser Chalal Iser. We say Ein Iser Chalal Iser, Ella the Iser Kolel, the Iser Mosi. You'll see that the Beis Yosef wrote here that one shouldn't eat fish, the chalav, mipnei ha-sakana. Did you notice that? The Shach and the Taz write that he was erev basar b'chalav, that he mixed milk and meat. What do they mean? Klomar de chalpo taz sofer. And this is according to the Gemara in Pesachim, Ayin Vav Amud Beis, that there's a sakana to eat meat with fish. However, the Prima Gadim Paskins here in Mishvah Zozav, Sif Kut and Gimel, in the name of the Beis Lechem Yehuda, to be mechalek between Chalav V'Dagim and Chema V'Shuman, and that there is a sakana, the Chalav V'Dagim, and in Chema and Shuman that floats on top of the Chalav, there's no Sakana. So he wrote these things also, by the way, you'll find them in the Or Chaim in Simon Kufay and Gimel in the Eshel Abraham. So he apparently means it.
He's starting to talk in that way, but they can't have it
too. Yeah. But we say the Achronim writes that today Ein Iser, because it's Minhag Kol HaOlam Levashel Dagim Bechalav. And if you want to find it, by the way, you'll find it in Kaf HaChaim, interestingly enough. Well, you'll find it in Kaf HaChaim that this is only an Inyan Refu'i, and therefore it was dependent on Avir HaMakom. And therefore, Hecha Didashu Bo Rabim, that everybody did it, it's mutter. The hecha delo, it's usher. Look in the Kaf HaChaim. It's a very interesting Kaf HaChaim, okay? And I found it without the, because I didn't know about the Yalkov Yos. I found it on my own. Okay? You still have to, though, he writes, Yesh li tol yadayim bein ze leze v'gam kinua chapeh. The Mishnah Brura writes that it's our minhag not to be choshesh lezeh. But nevertheless, he writes that one should eat something between basar and dagim and drink, because this constitutes kinuach and hadakah. And he writes that it is kedai la'atchila to be choshesh the Zibra Machaber of the Litol Yadayim. Furthermore, my final source is, you should look in the Darkei Tshuva, who writes, the Ko Ra'isi LeRabbanan Kashishai Shenizharu Litol Yadayim Bein Dagim LeVasar. What do you, well, we mean they ate with their hands.
Yeah.
Okay, but, you know. How about if you mixed basar in dag v'kedera? So the Taz is machmir in Simon Kuf Tes Zayin. The davar sheyesh bo sakana eino batil. That's what he writes. But look in the Kudas HaKesef there, who says that this is only for a davar kamo nachash sheyesh lo eres chazak ma'od, as some kind of like, whatever. We don't maintain this. According to Rov HaPoskim, Somchim al Shishim after Sakana. I discussed this with you briefly before you went to El Salvador, you know? And therefore, even in the case of Dagi Mubasar. Dugging that were cooked, fish that was cooked in a fleshik pot. It comes up here in the Siman, so I collected some sources. I wanted to deal with it. You see the Taz in Siman Sadihei, Sip Kut and Gimel. The Ein Sakana Ba'achilas Dugging She'esh Ba'ta'am Basar. Afilu Nishbashlu Be'kli Ben Yomo. This Shiloh comes up all the time, by the way. People ask me, because they know you're not supposed to eat, not supposed to put them in the same plate, and whatever. And so they say, oh, we cooked fish in a fleshik pot, what should I do? You know, no easer whatsoever.
But aren't a lot of dina made with the idea of hamir as a sakana misura?
Absolutely.
Yeah, but we know that it's not a sakana.
Yeah, but if there were goes there something, right?
No, but that's exactly the point. Like in the Vissay Shulay, they talk about whether or not a shayat from chalav and cheese. They say, well, we have to open. They tell us it's not a problem. And
there's a very interesting article that could and should be written for the Journal of Contemporary Halakha on all these places, when we consult, when we don't consult. I find the Kaf HaChaim's comment, if Dashu Bo Rabim, and we see that nothing's happening.
Well, Dashu Bo Rabim, that's the same thing here.
Yeah.
Dashu Bo Rabim, nothing's happening. Dave Kutcher was telling us one time. He just said, well, that hasn't been studied on yet for proving that.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, they pressed, because so she did it, Chazal was a scientist.
Right.
They pressed him on heart, and then he went, when they write a paper saying that proving is not unhealthy, will change.
So he said he wants to keep it in abeyance now.
Yeah, he's willing to change eventually, he's implied. He said he's going to see the study.
Yeah, I can tell you that once in at a certain modern Orthodox shul, they had a Suda or something, and I took fish and then went and washed and did kinoa papeth, and from a very well-known rabbi in the RCA, took tremendous chozek from them. You know, it's the bit. I mean, what's the big deal, right? So, shita the mechaber, I did it. You know, what's the big deal? But the fact of the matter is, we would say the evidence is no problem, right? Not washing for tum or srap tuma, but washing the hands for hadaka purposes.
But also the problem was that it caused some kind of skin problem.
What?
The whole sakana was that it would cause some kind of skin problem.
Yeah, okay. But so the fact of the matter is, for me, anything that Gemara says about refuah, unless it's a well known thing that people don't do today, if it's the practice, I adhere to the practice. We're going to discuss. So, did we dispatch enough with the? I gave you some good sources to look at. We dispatched enough with the fish and the milk stuff, fish and meat, and fish and milk. Okay, we're going to look at next time. We're going to do Mar Sinai next time.
We do pop your middle for fish and meat. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we would say it's about so. Yeah. And certainly would say, Tom, there's no problem.
Right. But those are not
much. Okay. Yeah. You're saying there's an Negros Moshe to the Lehefe?
Yeah.
Can you get the citation for us and we'll look at it? Okay, so let's look. Okay, listen, next time we do Chalav Shkedim and Chalav Isha, we do next time, okay? And we'll do Marasayan. To the Indian of Marasayan, etc. Okay? So talk about coffee rich next time. And we're gonna do Sifav. Listen, it might be good if you look at the Lashon of the Rambam in Perek Tes, Halacha, I think it's Vav. It's cited in the Beis Yosef on Nun Beis at the top. Hamushan, Hamavusha, Bakame Tveria, Bakayosebazet. And it's Vav and Zion. So look at those. We're gonna compare the Lashon of the Tur, the Lashon of the Rambam. And, there's a big Beis Yosef there. I'd like you also to look at the Drisha as well. And, we're going to look carefully at the Drisha in Beitzas Nevela. Okay? So that's what's facing us.